Welcome back to the Forbidden News Update. I'm Chris Matthew. With me is Corey Hughes. Corey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
And tonight our guests are Joe, Jen, and Ben from the Legit Bat Podcast. How are all of you tonight?
How's it going?
Good, good. Thank you all for joining us. We had a great time on your show last time we were on Legit Bat. I love your show. It's a great combination of comedy and conspiracy. And if all you guys have not checked out Legit Bat, please do so. They're also right here on Rockfin and all the popular podcast platforms. So guys, thank you for joining us. Let's start with what got you all started down this lonely, cashless podcast road?
Just for fun, mostly. We just told this story on Truthzilla the other day. We got pretty detailed into our backstory, actually, but it was just for fun. It started out for fun, and it's still fun. When it stops being fun, I'm going to stop doing it. But it was just something we talked about for like a year and finally nailed down to start. We just started talking, and we never stopped talking, so here we are.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of the conspiracy podcasts we were listening to, though. Joe wanted to start it in fall of 2019, I think. And then 6 months later was after like COVID and stupid stuff. And then we started listening to more podcasts. And then it was kind of like, hey, we could do this too.
I was like, yeah, half the show I listen to, I could totally do that.
Part of it was that we already talked about all the stuff that we talk about on the program. We used to just do that. Joe, Jen, and I have literally had hour-long conversations for years. So it was like, you know what? We should actually try to, because most of the time we were drunk. So it was like, we should actually find a way to like catalog all of these conversations because you don't have them with anybody else. And that was kind of the idea behind it, was just to have a catalog of all of these conversations and topics that we end up pulling out of our asses. Instead of,
which is why I was stoked to be on Rockfin, because I know we're not going to get deleted off there at least yet. So I never fucked with YouTube or with the other places people get booted off of all the time. So we're just on normal podcast and Rockfin, and hopefully that'll keep us around. Plus our incognito name, nobody would guess we talk about conspiracies. So
yeah, right. And you know, seeing that you do talk about conspiracies, what kind of brought you to, you know, talk about these things? When did you start realizing that you're being lied to about every fucking thing in the world, you know?
Oh, geez. I'll start it off and I'll pass it over to Jen and then Ben. But it was the way we grew up, me and Ben, being brothers, we grew up in a real fucking, I don't know how to categorize. Most people wouldn't even
very
understand.
Very religious, very strict.
It was religious and fundamentalist, but to the extreme. Like, we could tell you stories for hours on that. But the way we grew up kind of forced us to question everything, especially things like God and authority in general. So ever since I was a voting age, I didn't trust the voting system at all. And our older brother actually used to try to talk me out of that and be like, dude, it's the only thing we can do. Like, you got to do your duty and vote. And I was like, no, it doesn't matter. Like, there's things controlling shit way above that. It doesn't matter. And he's actually on my page with that now, which is awesome. But yeah, it was just a general distrust of authority. And then you start looking into different things, and then 9/11, JFK. And I mean, they call it a rabbit hole for a reason, because you just start going down. What about you, babe?
Yeah, no, I mean, same. I just throughout life, having parents, I didn't grow up the same religious background, but extreme strict. And just, we kind of all individually, a long time ago, ran away from that and then made our own way. But we listen to podcasts all the time, and or just stories, read books about UFOs, alien abductions, things like that, that obviously are being hidden from us. But we kind of just listen to it with a grain of salt. And then I think for me, unfortunately, I hate to talk about COVID, but COVID was like very in our face so much. And it kind of brought everything together where it was like, you know what? They're so blatantly shoving this in our face that it's clearly not real. Something's wrong. And, I mean, I'm not saying it's not real, but there's something weird about it. And then we looked more into it and then started looking into a million other things. So that kind of, like Joe said, like a rabbit trail, we just kind of jumped in right around March-ish. And there's so much more. So
That 2020 was a great wake up for so many people, and it was also a dumbing down apparently for just as many people. But yeah. Ben, what would you say what your starting point was in this madness?
When it comes to like a logical thing, I've been questioning things for a long time, which was exactly what Joe was saying, that, you know, the way that we were raised is all about blind faith and blind belief in something that you are told is what is true. So logically, as I got older, that didn't really make sense to me. Now, when it comes to like a lot of these global lies, for instance, the COVID thing, hell, things that Corey's brought to our attention, all of those type of things were bigger, in my opinion, than the easy lie that I was raised with and had debunked, in my opinion. So I would honestly say this last year has probably what did the majority of it. I've always entertained people's stories. I've always entertained people's viewpoints, but I usually always walk away with still fundamentally and in a lot of ways conservatively what I believe. And it's just how it's been. This last year has really split my brain open. I just referenced Corey's work on Truthzilla. Was that I was saying, I'm like, he blew my mind, because this is something, this is what I've always, you know, considered was history. This is something that I consider was what happened. And when you debunk that type of thing, well, now it's not just being taught to everybody, but it's literally puts into question everything that is happening, what's going to happen. Now you start questioning where it's going. How do I change it? And so for me, this last year and doing the podcast itself didn't just open up my mind to things personally, but it's completely opened my mind to, I don't really care what it is. It could be true. And we don't know enough to really debunk a lot of it other than just be like, you know, where is the truth and try to find it.
Yeah. You have, you know, a very similar kind of awakening to mine. You know, mine was quite a few years ago, really, but I'm sure Corey can attest to the amount of history that has been basically rewritten. You know, did it really surprise you, Corey, when you start digging in how much they fucked with our shit?
Oh, yeah. Like, nobody knows shit about shit of the last 100 plus years, easily. And I can go back, and that was where my fascination really was like, these motherfuckers are lying to us. When did they come up with this stuff? And that inextricably leads you back to the Holocaust and World War II and the birth of psychological warfare. And then you can go back and be like, well, there was government lying before that. So where did we learn the stuff before we started our own intelligence agencies that came up with all these programs of lying and disinformation? And then you can track that stuff back to like the late 1800s to where really the origins of organized psychological warfare began, right? Like put on paper. And I'm not talking like 2000-year-old like art of war stuff. I mean like the disinformation, lying, the strategy that surrounds, you know, falsifying history. And so that to me is like, for me, I don't understand how anybody can get into like study, wanting to understand the nature of the universe without going back to World War II. That's like where it all starts. So
I could not agree more with that statement. I absolutely love that era. And you were the first person that actually completely told me a different narrative of my favorite period in history. And it went, oh, fuck.
Oh, you mean that the Nazis were actually the good guys in that war?
I mean, everything else that you've brought up in that entire period from 1939 to, you know, 47, everything that I heard in that period, I was like, dude, that's my favorite fucking, and he's fucking my shit up. And then I was like, oh, now I'm more interested.
Yeah, World War II is fascinating because none of what anybody knows is true, period. We were the aggressor. We were the bad guys. You know, that's all there was to it. Like when you really get into the nitty gritty details, what letters were sent where, what peace proposals were sent from who to who, it really comes to tell a very different story. I mean, like an extremely, and then when you look at all the lies they've just fabricated about the gas chambers and all that stuff, I mean, how much of our world has been shaped by that bullshit narrative?
Right. Now, Jen, I know you said that you don't like talking about the Rona. So we're going to talk about the Rona a little bit tonight.
No, it's not that. We talk about it all the time. I actually was saying that because I don't know if your listeners are like over it or whatever.
Oh, I'm over it. I'm talking about it. I hate talking about the Rona, but I, you know.
No, I don't really hate talking about it. But yeah, there's something every single day.
No, seriously, I am. I hate it. I'm over it. I hate talking about the Rona. But because it's such a like, you know, big deal and you can't get around some of the stories happening and everything going on and vaccines and zombies and nanotechnology and you know, nanoaids, whatever they're putting in it. You have to talk about it sometimes. So with the Rona, guys, you know, were you guys scared whenever at first, like, you know, they were pushing the pandemic and people were dropping dead in China and spitting out blood and shit?
I wasn't. You mean at the beginning or what?
Yeah, at the very beginning when they were like, you know, trying to show us the death scenes from China and, you know, bodies.
So I never even saw the death scenes from China. I heard about that after the fact. But when it first started, I wasn't scared at all, only because I thought it was that same every 4 year, you know, H1N1 swine flu. I just thought it was another one of those. I even said, general, remember, I was like, oh, in a month, you know, I'm going to be talking about it anymore. It's going to be gone. And was I wrong? So then when it kind of kept dragging on, I was like, either this is really serious or something, but we haven't really seen enough yet to know. And then as the time went on, and by like June of last year, I think we were all on the same page of like, there's some bullshit going on. There's some horse cockery here.
I think we were afraid of dying.
No, like, I was never afraid of dying.
We were afraid of dying, but I initially, as soon as I kind of saw what was happening and the news was just blasting it in our faces, and it was very clear that they were trying to deliver a message of, you should be very scared. This is really a big deal. Everyone should be terrified. It's coming to our country. That's when I got scared for what they were going to do next and next and next, and not disease wise, but with like exactly what happened. I said, I am so terrified of what society is going to do. Everyone's going to get divided. This is going to turn political. Like, we knew this was going to happen. So I was afraid of pretty much almost exactly what happened. I was just worried about current events right now. Cause it was so clear that was what was going to happen. It was right there.
What about you, Ben?
Yeah, I was not scared of the actual Rona the whole time, at all. There was, because even by looking at the statistics, which you couldn't trust, but assuming that the statistics they were handing us out were real, I still wasn't scared of it. It didn't strike me in any way more than a normal flu, which I haven't gotten vaccinated for ever. And so I was like, okay, I'm not really that worried about it. So even if the statistics they had given us were true, I wasn't worried about it. And then knowing that they were lying, I agree with Jen. I was more scared about their agenda for what they were, you know, trying to tack in there for that election year. And as soon as they started tying in maskers, as they would call them, or anti-maskers, and they split up, as soon as they started splitting up the people, using something that shouldn't have been political at all, that's when I went, nope, this is all a fucking ruse. This has nothing to do with people's safety. This has nothing to do with keeping people the fuck alive. And and then when they started pumping, you know, early on, they were saying, we're going to try to get a vaccine out. I'm like, I'm not going to trust that. And so if I'm not going to trust that, then why those things take 5 to 7 years on trials. I'm not about to trust that shit. Not that fast.
Everyone called it, at least in this community. Everybody called it last summer. They're like, they're going to do mandatory vaccinations and it's going to suck. Like, somehow this is going to suck. And here we are, a year and a half now. Well, yeah. Almost.
We're lucky where we live, though, because where we live is Shasta County, California. It's the rebellious little part of California that was very against it. There's a huge part of our community that was very anti-COVID from the start. So it did cause a huge divide, but I'm just very grateful we don't live in any other part of California.
Well, yeah, and there our community specifically is very vocal about it. In our community, they got national attention more than once in the coronavirus thing. When nobody has ever heard typically of where we're from, we got national attention on the news more than once throughout the coronavirus for being the people, you know, who were going against mandates, especially in California, because at that point it's all going against, you know, Governor Newsom and all that.
Well, do you guys remember that video that came out of our county? I don't know if you realize it was from our county, but that guy going off at the city council. It was pretty viral.
I've seen a couple of them,
Yeah, he was a dude from our county, and we're going to try to get him on the show next week to talk about that kind of stuff. Yeah,
they had kind of clipped him on Fox News because he's a veteran, and one of the things that, you know, he was really hampering on was that he's like, I fought for this country and I'll fight for it again.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes. If there's specific words that you'll recognize if you heard the clip that he's like, you know, I've had four of my friends that are veterans commit suicide during this thing. The damage you're doing to our children psychologically is awful. And I don't want to have to fight for my country again. I already did it once, but I will do it, and I'll do it on our soil if I have to. And they of course, you know, different news outlets, they would snip it and clip different things and put a spin on, you know, how he meant it and this, that, and the other. But
the news doesn't do that. They're truthful and they are non-biased.
I mean, here's the thing, though, is that he started, at least in our community, with what Jen was saying, is, you know, he started a pretty big following and a big push in our personal community, which you don't see in California. You don't see the people, you know, really getting together and saying, no, we're going to change this shit. And he kind of spearheaded that for us. And it ended up going into now what we have, which is all of our, you know, our three council members getting recalled.
Right. Yeah. There's some states that are pushing back right now, which gives me encouragement. But Corey, remember early last year in January and February, I asked you what you thought about what was happening. And I remember you said, man, this stinks of CIA. And I was just like, oh, okay. It was like right in the beginning. And I remember you said that. That was great.
The CIA is behind everything, or they're the middle of everything. Anything you can possibly imagine, they've got their hands in. Like, lately I've been just bored, and so I've been digging into the serial killer stuff, and all these goddamn serial killers are attached to cults, who are attached to Scientology, who are attached to the CIA, who are attached to the US government. I mean, this is all, the CIA has their hands in everything. When you start to look at things, what I've been looking at lately is like all these different cults and the mind control techniques they use. They're all fucking developed in the CIA in the 1940s and 50s. So I think like Jim Jones and all this stuff and all everything that goes on that we know, they're the buffer between the information and us, right? So information comes in, it gets disseminated, the CIA has to sign off on it, then they disseminate it to their approved news outlets, and then it gets out to us, right? That's the kind of how the flow goes. But yeah, they have their hands in everything, they're behind everything. Half of what we see is, I believe, CIA experimentation. They're just seeing what things will do if they do this or that, and it's fucked up. But this whole thing with COVID, I don't even want to talk about, it'll take 6 hours, I fucking understand it to a T, and it's always them. Okay, this leads right back to fucking Israel, as always. Ralph Baric is the world fucking expert on coronaviruses. He's been manipulating for 20 years. He's the co-patent owner with Fauci on the original SARS, which was patented 2 years before anyone ever caught the fucking thing. Okay, so this is always, it's always Israel. And this time it's above Israel's pay grade. This is the Jewish bankers at the top who are doing this to us. Plain and simple.
Didn't you just recently, I think on our show, talk about how you're kind of getting into more of the occult side of things with that, all those slides you were showing us, and you didn't want to think about or talk about that before, and then you were looking at it and you're like, oh shit, there is some weird occult shit going on here.
Yeah, I don't really know enough to tell you, but there's enough to make me scared. Like, the shit's the shit is real. And I'm not saying that I can go do a chant and raise some fucking devil. I'm saying there are other idiots out there who believe this stuff, and they happen to control the world. So
yeah, yeah. And that is terrifying. I do have another question for you guys about the Rona. Do you guys know anyone who died from coronavirus or got deathly ill at least?
Nope.
Yeah, well, one of our friends' moms was, she had COPD and they put her in the hospital.
Yeah, I should rephrase that. That didn't have underlying conditions or really sick or
elderly. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, and again, I was going to say they shoved her on a ventilator immediately and that probably didn't help
yeah,
either.
Yeah, that's what didn't. Yeah,
she didn't die. She actually got better. She actually made it out. No, in fact, both of my grandparents are in nursing homes, super elderly. I mean, they're like in their 90s, and they both tested positive for coronavirus with zero symptoms. So we actually had the opposite.
My grandma's like 90 something. She tested positive in a nursing home too, and I never heard another fucking word about
it. Yeah, they're fine.
So I imagine you guys won't be getting the vaccine.
No.
No.
The death jab.
No way.
You know a lot of people who have?
Yes.
Enough to scare me.
My entire family. In fact, I'm from Massachusetts, so super, liberal state. So they were just talking to me the other day about how they're all vaccinated. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. So good for you. I was talking
keep away from them. They could be shedding that shit, according to Pfizer.
I just... I don't think it's necessary. I was telling my mom, I don't get a flu vaccine because I don't care. I just take vitamins, eat healthy, and try to not get sick. So I will do the same for this. No one's bleeding out of their eyes, dropping dead in the streets.
It's
I'm
not
getting
you.
A vaccine.
It's for grandma and everyone
I know.
Else.
It's protecting everyone else. Fuck that. That's stupid.
You know, and I want to just comment really quickly that the entire this the thing that really is the driving factor behind this nonsense is this asymptomatic transmission, which is fiction. It doesn't fucking exist.
We actually talked about that right after the start. As I said something about very ignorantly and without giving a fuck, I said something about asymptomatic transfers. And Joe and Jen both were like, bro, that isn't a thing. Nobody's ever shown up to work and somebody's been like, hey, do you not feel good? No, I feel fine. No, I think you don't feel good. No, I'm fine. All right, we're sending you home. You don't feel good. And they're
stay
like,
away from me, you healthy
it's
person.
It's not a thing. And as soon as they said that, and this was, I think this is probably last September. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, that's all a fucking lie too. Like you either get it or you don't fucking get it. And
the asymptomatic viral shedding is brand new science, but it is science, therefore,
trust
it's
the science.
True.
Okay, I just have to say that anybody out there who thinks that a healthy person can transmit sickness from a sick person to a sick person as the middleman, if you actually believe that, you might be one of the dumbest fucking people watching this show right now. And you really need to fucking get your shit together.
Go get the COVID jab. Just do it.
To answer your other question, sorry. Okay. So no, I do not know. Shut up, Jen. I do not know anybody personally, in my area, but I do know one person that was on deployment on the US, or the Roosevelt last year, the one that got stuck in Guam and they fired their captain and all that shit. Very personally. And she said there were about three. So out of 5,500 people on her ship, roughly 1,800 were positive cases. Out of those 1,800 positive cases, she had only heard and known four people that had to be airlifted, that were in the lower age range, that didn't have any pre-existing conditions, that got like deathly ill. That was it. So four out of 1,800. And really, I mean, out of those 1,800, I don't know how many were actually positive. Now, she did say that there was a larger case of people that after getting home several months after this was probably 6 months to 7 months later, there was actually probably a good 20 people that she knew from her shop that had gotten positive. Her squadron got hit the worst out of the entire ship. And out of her squadron, she said there was about 20 people that 7 months later had not regained their sense of smell or taste. Now, these are people that are on the low totem pole. They're enlisted. They don't. It's not like they're trying to conjure up anything. Most of them are 18 to 23 year olds. And they 6 to 7 months later were like, yeah, I lost my sense of taste and smell and I have not gotten it back, you know, almost 7 months later.
Well, one thing I need to really emphasize that nobody can seem to kind of let sink in is that there was a real fucking COVID. There was.
Right.
I got it and I had fucking myocarditis for 4 months. And then I just got healthy again. That doesn't happen in the real world. That happens from a bioweapon. However, by this time last year, that virus or whatever it was gone. It had mutated to the point where it was no longer recognizable. And this was confirmed by Luc Montagnier, the world famous Nobel Prize winner who discovered HIV, right? So it was here, it was real, and it was just enough to prompt them to create the vaccine. But as of the summer, when there was no deaths and they couldn't verify, they didn't want to admit that it was seasonal, right? That is when they did the switcheroo with the flu. And I've isolated that down to April 4th, 2020 was the day that they did the switcheroo with the flu. That was the day all the flu cases came to a screeching halt, literally overnight. It wasn't a slow decline. It was overnight. The flu was gone. And that happened on April 4th, 2020. That I consider like phase two. We're coming into the beginning of what I consider like phase three of this thing. But phase two was the massive campaign. It's when the mask started, because the mask started after COVID was gone, right? In May, it started in May of last year, and it was really gone by then. So they needed to stretch this thing out long enough to get to flu season to where the deaths actually started to tick up again from real influenza. And by that point, it was a done deal. So we're moving into this like de-escalation phase, but something's up. I don't trust it.
Well, what do you think is, in your opinion, Corey, what do you think is the next phase? What do you think they're mapping out?
Well, the next phase, what should be, is all these fucks go to prison forever for as war criminals. But that's not going to happen. They're going to continue to stretch this thing out. They're going to try to do other shutdowns. And I'm telling you, there needs to be deaths and blood in the streets. And until we have a real revolution, none of this is going to come to an end.
Look at you inciting violence. Hey.
I totally agree, Corey. I think that there was something real as well. I got extremely sick. I now have to take Singulair because for about 3 weeks after I got sick, I couldn't breathe at all. Like I would wake up having dreams that I was looking for my inhaler, which is obviously not going to help in a dream. So now I have an inhaler and I have a Singulair that I have to take every single day because I was sick and then it went away. And then 3 weeks later, I couldn't breathe. And then that lasted for about 3 weeks. And so there was something. I completely agree. I'm well, not
like
saying
a lot of people were saying like everybody was getting sick around the same time. Yeah. Like there was definitely something crazy going around at the end of 2019, early 2020.
For sure.
That my kid got. He had a fever for a week, which is.
Did he have any flu symptoms? Like I never had any flu symptoms, okay. and all the stuff that I read about from people who had very life threatening conditions, none of them had flu symptoms. They were all specifically vascular. Like Google this when you get a chance. Google COVID toes. I'm telling you, like we were joking about this because I was having my toes were red when I was going through this myocarditis. It was weird. Like, and I know it's contagious because my fucking roommate went to jail. And when he was in jail, he caught something and his fucking feet swelled like monsters, like huge. It wouldn't fit in his shoes.
Not this roommate.
He gets home. And within a week, I have the same exact thing. My feet swelling. So it's not coincidence.
I think the symptoms varied a lot based on
a lot
demographic for sure.
Right.
A certain population that fucking died, another population that got mild symptoms, another population that tested positive and never had a fucking symptom at all, which I mean the testing is another fucking
blood. Well, that's hard. What I was about to say because I thought I'm 99% sure that's what Lonnie got. All again, this is all in the same timeline. Everybody from the end and mid December through about February, right before all of the actual propaganda kicked off, when we were living on base, Lonnie got it. And he had a fever for a week. At one point, it got up to 105.3. But I took him in twice to the doctor on base. And they looked at him. They said, well, his breathing is fine. His nose is clear of congestion. It's just a virus. Take him home. Do the Motrin and Tylenol, you know, switching. And I went, well, yeah, that's all I can do. So I did that for a week. And then they had some of them. They had almost 60% of school faculty and students that week out. It was base wide. And this was all before we heard March 13th, go buy toilet paper and hand sanitizer and all this shit. It was ridiculous. And then, of course, you know, I come back and their mom, who had just gotten off the ship, was like, oh, yeah, the symptoms vary like a lot. Like the four people that ended up getting life threatening conditions weren't in the demographic. They're completely vaccinated. None of the things that they were telling us would make it an issue were the issue for these people. And they're the ones that had life-threatening conditions. Whereas other people that are in the demographic wouldn't even have hardly any of the symptoms at all with, of course, a positive test, which we can go into that later. But I feel like the symptoms varied, but we were pretty much done with what the actual thing was. Like you said, by the time it mutated and they went public with it, we were way done with that shit.
Because as an artificial organism, it's not even an organism, it's a virus, is dead cells. So
right,
it all is the key factor here is the spike protein. The spike protein is everything else on this COVID, according to the genome sequencing, is standard influenza. It's a coronavirus standard. It's very, they're all similar.
It's all part of the SARS, isn't it?
Yes,
it is HIV SARS actually.
Right oh, so fuck. So the spike protein was an insert of HIV-1, and that was confirmed by what the hell's the guy's name? Perez.
And now we know that HIV doesn't cause AIDS. I mean, based on so many research right. that I've even had on my just show heard recently. That.
Right. HIV, HIV does not cause AIDS.
Yeah.
So basically what you have here is HIV, I believe, is an exosome created by the body. When you experience very specific types of immune deficiencies, particularly from drugs, all the cases back in the 80s of AIDS and HIV were all either homosexuals or people who are heavy drug users, IV drug users, right? But what do? They couldn't fucking come out and say, oh, it only affects gays and drug users, because that's really what it did, because they needed to get everybody on board with getting tested and all this other shit, right? So they created an AIDS industry. And but back to the spike protein. The spike protein is an insert from HIV for coronavirus. And so the bottom line is the vaccine is made with the mRNA messenger of the spike protein of the coronavirus, which is an HIV insert, right? So this fucking vaccine is the failed HIV vaccine that they've been working on for 20 years. That's it. It's no different. It's the identical vaccine that they had tried for mRNA for HIV that was a failure. They just repurposed it.
Do you think it could be that simple?
Yes.
That's all they're trying to 100%. Do is finally get that 20-year thing.
I think that they're also adding some new technology. Oh, of course.
The formulation is no different. The formulation is identical. It doesn't change because it was the spike mRNA. It was the mRNA of the spike protein of HIV in the mRNA. But see, COVID has the HIV spike protein insert. So therefore, it's the same fucking thing. And they've already admitted that the lipid clamp that they use, right? The thing that makes that gets past the blood-brain barrier, that's made from 80 nucleotides of HIV-1. So the whole fucking thing is just made from HIV. It's not made
What
from-
do you think about the, you know, the DARPA nanogel supposedly that's supposed to be in there that supposed to, you know, bind to you permanently and be able to do
I'm not freaky shit. I'm starting to think I'm not on board with that yet. I think the paper that came out that accompanied the videos is very suspect. So, but I don't think it's far off, even if it's speculation. I mean, it's, you know, if a conspiracy theorist can come up with it and fake a document that looks like that, then the government's already done it. So I have no doubts that it's on the right track.
Is the way they test for HIV and AIDS the PCR test as well? Is
it yes.
Huh.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's different standards in different countries. You can test positive here, go to Australia, and not test positive. No, and here's another thing. Like,
those cycles, yeah.
It's a cycles thing. It's completely they fake it. And then, see, here's the thing. 100% of people who died from AIDS were on AZT. 100%.
Which so, makes you think they died from AZT.
You goddamn well, right. That's exactly what they did.
You want to hear another personal story? These are the kind of stories that end up adding validity to the debunking of this. Okay, so on that same ship that their mom was on, my kids, she ended up saying, she goes, yeah, so they got a bunch of like rush order tests for everybody because it's a confined space. It's a big metal boat, like literally, you know, three deck bunkings with only like a foot wide. Everything on it was screamed that there shouldn't have been a person getting off that ship that didn't have it. Less than half the crew, I think it's only like 35-40% ended up contracting it. But here's the funny part about those 40%. They get rush order tests. They go through hundreds, if not thousands of them, to get a bunch of people positive, only to find out late, because again, they're an arm of the government, oh, that all of those positive tests were nothing more than antibody tests. And they just shoved a bunch of people with antibodies into a room with people that they had previously tested as positive for COVID. And then she goes, yeah, so now they don't know which ones are which. It's not like they wrote their name down, because it's the fucking Navy. They don't give a fuck. They just shoved them all in a room. They're like, yeah, you're positive. Bye-bye. And then pretty soon it's like, well, you're already in there. Now you're really exposed. Now we know you're exposed. So now you can't get out. And she was all the whole thing. And this is how so many, they worked with so many people, is that everybody in her entire CAG of all like 9 to 12 ships, they were all being told the same thing. And they were freaking out. She was freaking out while she was on the ship for her children, because she had zero idea what was actually happening in the States, because the only thing she was getting told was by the government. And it was all filtered. It was like North Korea floating on a boat. That's the amount of information she was getting. And she was like, they made us feel like we were going to fucking die. And that's how they made us feel on the boat. And she was like, I was horrified and mortified that, you know, my family was going to get it while I was gone. And I'm like, oh, it's nothing like that here. And I tried to explain it to her. I'm like, even if the statistics are real, our county, our part of the state just didn't get hit hard. Like, I tried to explain it to her, and of course, I tried to respect her wishes on keeping the kids away and stuff like that, just because, in case I was wrong. But it was crazy to me how many of those flukes and accidents and fuck-ups they had on just that one story. And I'm like, you know that this is happening all over the country, right? Like, if it's happening to something that is in the news, like her ship, it's happening to hospitals and all kinds of things all over the United States. It's all pandemonium.
Yeah, and you guys in California, I consider you guys like in the heart of the beast. The mask shaming and virtue signaling and everything else that comes along with it must be off the chain in some of the areas around you. I mean, I know you said that like you guys are in an area that's a little bit more conservative and not not quite as crazy as the rest. But when you travel your state, are you seeing a lot of this insanity from these fuckers?
We were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah, we just went to the coast.
Yeah, going to the coast was insane. Like,
it's like a 3-hour drive.
It was like going to a little San Francisco where they were literal Nazis about a mask. They even had a specific type of mask they wanted you to wear. No neck gaiters, no cloth mask. They had to be a surgical mask, which is like one of the most ineffective if you were going to even call them.
It says it doesn't protect against viruses on it, but that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, so the coast was bad. Our little bubble we're in is pretty nice. Good. There's some places I just won't even go in. I think we said that the other day too on
Costco Trader Joe's. But yeah, they're like, they have people standing outside and they're just, no, you can't come in. So I'm just like, all right, fuck you. I won't shop here. I don't care.
But we've had a couple events lately. Some country music, something, but there's a shitload of people that went to that. Zero masks anywhere. Like, it was almost like understood. If you go to this event, this is
don't wear a mask,
literally
to
stick
up.
It to people like that. Stick it to the man, there's thousands, probably thousands of people there from the pictures I saw, and zero masks ever, but they didn't get a lot of publicity either. There was no, like, they stopped with the super spreader nonsense. We had the rodeo last year that they went ahead and did, and that was, oh my God,
that got national attention as well. Cottonwood rodeo. And they're like, oh yeah, all those Trump supporters. And it's like, who cares who they're
Trumpers and anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, they just give them something.
I'll actually support exactly what it was that they were saying about our bubble up here. During up until the January of this year, I was living on base down south, and I can 100% tell them, like, up here is definitely a bubble away from everything. It's so nice. Down there, basically anything south, I would say probably like Willows. From where we're at, anything down south past that, they're Nazis about masks. Base never got unlocked out of like the 53 counties or whatever it is in California. The county that the base was located on was one of three that never got out of the tier that forced all the regulations by the California mandates. So base was locked down for a year. You couldn't go anywhere on base without a mask. You couldn't even go jogging. They were stopping people on base from jogging without masks on. You couldn't go into the
recommendation.
Yeah, you couldn't go into the mini mart without wearing a mask. And this included at one point having a hazmat tent outside of the gates and having a pre-check before you even got to the checker, which checks your ID to go in. And they were mandating on base that everybody 2 years old and above had to wear a mask. And I'm like, have you ever seen a 2-year old try to keep a fucking mask on? They don't try. They take them off. I'm like, that's what they do. Anywhere that I've been in California, other than basically where we're at and maybe a little bit north and some of the other more rural areas, they're absolute fucking Nazis about it everywhere. I couldn't go into an AM/PM down south without having a mask on, because they were like, we will refuse service to you if you don't have a mask. And now they make those signs for stores that say no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
Yikes.
Oh, I put a plug for fakemask.com. Fakemask.com. Get your fake mask. Gets you in all the stores.
Yeah, I had one to show
I've been
you.
Looking for that.
Like a little mesh thing that just goes over your face.
I saw a guy with fishnets that he had made out of fishnets. Big old 1-inch diamond squares out of his mask. And he walked in. And he's like, oh, it's a face covering. Fuck you.
Yeah, they don't say masks. They say face coverings.
Yes.
But the casino we went to had a very specific, when we went to the coast, like a sign out front, very specific, showing the kind of masks that you needed to enter. So there have been some people fighting back to make sure that people aren't using those fishnet face coverings, because they want them to legit cover their face. I was told, Joe left for a second and I was just at the bar getting a beer and I took a sip of it and then looked at my phone for 1 second, and this dude came over to me and yelled at me and told me I had to pull up my mask in between sips of beer. And he was a custodian. Like, he came over into my personal space just to tell me that for no reason. It wasn't part of his job. He wasn't a manager. He was just like, excuse me. And I was like, oh, yes. He was this close to me. And he said, you need to pull up your mask in between sips. And I was like, are you fucking retarded? Okay, I guess so. Enjoy your fucking day.
The thing I can't really wrap my head around still is that, like, the smartest people in the world have seemingly turned out to be the fucking dumbest shits I could imagine. Like, you get people who are supposed to be smart, right? Like, people who are, you know, like, what's the black astrophysicist guy? What's his name?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, that guy. Like, he came out on this big, you got to wear a mask thing. It's like, you just showed that your dumb fucking ass doesn't know anything about science, you fucking fraud. You know? And it's like, everybody is doing the same fucking thing. Everybody. They're showing how fucking ignorant they are and how stupid they are or how complicit they are. These people are all collaborators. They all need to be tried and hung.
What was that fake mask website? Because I need one for...
Fakemask.com, I think.
I just looked it up and it says it's expired. Maybe they took it down.
Try Fake Mask USA.
I was actually a little bit pissed. I ordered a mask on Amazon, and being a lover of World War II, being a lover of video games, and also being a patriot, I got a Wolfenstein mask, which showed an SS silhouette of a soldier, and then it said the New Order underneath of it. I was so extremely excited about it, and then Amazon canceled my order due to COVID, and I was pissed. Like, you fuck, really, I'm literally cool ordering a mask like they said to do because of COVID, and you just canceled my order. Oh, I can't get a mask now, fuckers.
Oh my god, this website's fucking hilarious. Awesome.
Well, here's the thing, the government nor corporations, nobody in the United States can force you to engage in commerce. That's like in the Constitution, okay? They cannot force you to purchase something in order to enter their fucking establishment. I mean, they can refuse service to anybody, but the government has made it very clear that they cannot force people, they cannot force them to take a political stance that forces them to engage in commerce. And therefore, they're making everyone buy masks. So it should be completely illegal. They should be handing them out for free as you walk into a fucking store if they cared so much, but they don't.
A lot of them do.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah,
some of them do, but some of them
will not. I just walked in yesterday, or was it yesterday, or I don't know. I walked into a store, and it was this morning. I was walking in to get flowers from my mom, and I walked in, and it's Safeway. It's right, the one that's right there, not like the other Safeways, which in Anderson, which allow you to not wear anything. This is the one over there off of Pine and Cypress. So I walk in, and they have a security guard that works there, full like uniform and everything. He's not loss prevention. And I walk in, and he's totally ready for me. He goes, sir, do you have a mask? And I go, no, I didn't even get out. No, I don't. I just said, no. And he goes, that's fine. I got you. He turns right around, got a big old stack of the mask. He goes, there you go. Now you got one. And I went, thank you. And then I walked off, and I'm like, fuck.
Did you get his name for the tribunal?
No, but I should have.
Yeah, you guys are a little bit younger than us, old men over here. But
I'm 27. Fuck off.
Ah, shut up. You're 84. All right, but how do you guys feel about what's going on with all the cancel culture? I mean, my cartoons that I grew up with are going to be forgotten and gone by the time, you know, the next generation comes around. Nobody's going to know about, you know, Pepe Le Pew and, you know, all the other ones that we grew up and loved, and Muppets, because they're now somehow offensive to people, which is fucking crazy. So, you know, I don't – what cartoons you grew up with? Are they starting to cancel those too, or are your guys still safe?
I don't know. I think I probably grew up with the same cartoons you guys did. I think I'm probably older than you, or maybe the same age. But I totally grew up with Looney Tunes and stuff. I mean, that was all stuff we watched. I just don't care.
Yeah, one Saturday morning, man.
Cancel it. It is what it is. There's a million shows. It's going to be dumb. I think it's going to go down in history as something that our kids will learn about when they're older, and they'll get to look back and be like, wow, all this shit got canceled for really dumb reasons. Kind of the way that, I mean, we're teaching them that, at least. Showing them this is stupid.
It's a rewriting of history unfolding in front of our eyes.
The words right out of my mouth, just erasing history. And I mean, if you're going to forget history, you're going to forget what not to do as well. Like, you shouldn't just be erasing everything, because then you don't have a, you know,
a reference point for what you shouldn't do, even if it is bad, whatever.
Jen, I actually don't think that they're going to end up looking back and finding these and think to themselves, oh, they canceled these for no good reason, because they're going to end up being
our kids. Well,
I know. I don't think our kids are going to do that. I think our kids are going to be, by the time they get to the point where they can look back, just by a normal social setting, they're going to get, so, no matter what we try to tell them, I think that they will get so used to things of that nature not being okay, that if they were to look back, even if they don't personally find a problem with it, I can totally see them being like, oh, I completely see why they took these off air.
I'm trying to raise my kid to not do that.
Me too. Like, me too.
Off the wall with that. And she's actually pretty good about it. She knows she has to wear a mask in school because the teachers make her, and that's how she has to go and learn. And just a few more years and she's done. But she knows it's stupid. She knows there's no point. We talk about it every day. We talk about things like this every day, and I'm going to let her make her own decisions. She's going to have to be her own person, but in order to help her to see things just more open-mindedly, I just talk about things like that a lot.
I personally, on cancel culture, I think it is, I feel like cancel culture a lot, along with a lot of things, is absolutely going to destroy everything that makes us us. Because every time that you try to make a individual statement, you try to have a personal view, even if you're even if you don't even necessarily believe it, and all you're trying to do is just kind of like maybe spitball or bounce it off of people, that you're not allowed to do that anymore. And I think that that goes right along with them, you know, herding in the sheep. They want everybody to believe and think the same thing. And I'm like, dude, cancel culture, the very art of a lot of what people are doing, whether it be Looney Tunes or Dr. Seuss or any of these other outlets, they're destroying some of the things that made that individual so awesome. And you're just going to have nothing but automatons if you keep canceling everything when there's nothing left to cancel. You don't have anything.
About a lot of that, though, is the cancel culture is trying to cancel certain things because of a certain ideology or whatever, but they're saying that it's individualistic. So they're putting everybody in these categories of that CIA video we talked about the other, oh, Ben wasn't there, but I'm cisgendered, I'm color, you know, all this stuff.
You showed me it yesterday.
Put all these categories in, but at the same time, it's really just kind of meshing people into all being one thing, you know, and if you fall outside of that, then you're the outcast. So
that was the worst piece of shit video I've seen in forever.
It was
like, I'm a fucking whatever, 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 but you can't put a label on me. What did you
not label herself the whole time? She's like, I've got anxiety disorder. I've got this. She's like, check, 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 check. Got all that. But you can't label me. It's ridiculous. She's like, I'm a really fucked up person. And
I've got
work
a pretty
for the
good
CIA.
Idea who you are. And I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, that's a good segue into this whole transhuman kind of world that we're headed into. You can be a cat, you can be a dog, you can be a woman, you can be a man, but
you can be a hot dog marrying a bridge.
And we have to accept it no matter what. And we have to praise it on certain days and, you know, whenever they bring it up.
Oh, if you don't praise it, you're part of the problem. You're a bad guy if you don't praise it. If you stay neutral, like, you're a fucking asshole.
Mother's Day is offensive. It's now Birthing Parent Day.
No.
Men
birthing
you.
People. Yeah.
No way.
Oh, you should be looking up on that. That's fucking insanity.
Oh my gosh.
So to actually back up what Joe just said, Ben Shapiro just released a video talking about I don't remember who it was in Congress. Starting out talking about mothers, and the way that she phrased it was that it went from that to purposely correcting herself to talking about birthing people. And it is now, as from the rest of that point on through the rest of the hearing, people that were aligned with her would no longer say mothers. They would say birthing people. And I don't know what your guys' opinion was on Ben Shapiro. I am personally a fan, mostly of what he says, but he made a great point. He goes, you're taking away the individuality of mothers. They're no longer something to be respected for what they are. Biologically, they are no longer to be respected. Is that when all you do is say that anybody can do this job, anybody can have children and birth people, which is not true. You're taking away all of that from them.
You're a bigot.
And I was like, yep. Oh, I know I am.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, you have to accept these things if you're, you know, transgender. And, you know, they're just bringing it up on every aspect to where if you don't accept it and you don't praise it, you're part of this new club that's going to be shunned, this part of this new conspiracy, tinfoil, white supremacist, racist, homophobic group that they're trying to lump all together, which is basically us. Welcome to the club, guys.
White nationalist terrorists. Right. I'm glad you brought up the transhuman thing, though. I actually was going to talk about it earlier when we were talking about the vaccine. How far down the rabbit hole do you go with that? Do you think there's some mind control elements? I know you're talking about the DARPA gel and all that, but
I do know that they've had like, you know, additives in our food and plastics, stuff that leaches out of plastics that affects people's mental state when it comes to some of these things and physiology and biology as well, that could make them feel or, you know, change the way they feel about themselves just because of these chemicals that they're putting into our food, water, and plastics and shit. I know that that happened for a fact. They've had studies in the past, you know, couple of decades on that, that it was changing people's biology and physiology and fucking them up mentally to where they didn't know if they were a boy or a girl. So I know that is one, definitely one aspect. Other than that, I couldn't tell you 100%. I'm sure they're spraying shit in the air. I don't know what exactly they're putting in there. I know the food we're eating is total crap and full of chemicals. So yeah, I think there is some outside influence from these secretive factions that do shady shit like this that could cause that.
Oh, they do for sure spray stuff in the air, but they're not chemtrails, you conspiracy theorists. They are stratospheric aerosol injections.
I'm sorry.
Huge difference.
Correct terminology.
You make the word longer, like George Carlin says. If you make the word longer, it's less offensive and easier to palate. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, well, I mean, you know, how do you feel about, you know, what else could be going on with the transhuman? Do you think that we're going to reach a point to where we're going to be merged with technology? We're going to become robot people?
Well, I'm going to comment here real quick. I think that most fucking transhumanists just want to start their car by snapping their fucking fingers because they think it's like a party trick. Okay. I think there's a great divide between like this, what people are talking about, transhuman agenda push from the government, and these idiots who want to have like a fucking door opener on their fingertips. You know, it's, I think it's two different things that we're talking about.
Yeah. If you're talking about like actual merging with technology, like the, what's that movie, Transcendence, is that what it's called? Maybe, where yeah. He's actually like put into a computer. I don't think that's ever going to work, at least 100%. They might get a pretty good replica of a human in there. I don't think it's that same person, though. Like, I don't think you can actually upload what you are to a computer. I mean, Siri, they'll probably get so good at Siri that it'll sound exactly like a person. But I don't know if there's actually, you know, anything behind that besides code.
If there was an agenda, though, to try to get us inside of a computer, I think, or not get us inside, I shouldn't say like that, but get some sort of merging with technology to
like
take
merge our consciousness with it.
Yeah. So at that point, you would have to be okay with not being a boy or a girl, because it wouldn't matter at that time if that happened. You wouldn't need to be a man or a woman because you would be technology. So I can see where there'd be some sort of agenda where they're like, it's okay, you can be a boy, you can, a girl, you can be whatever you'd like, because it's not going to matter when we all merge you into our into our matrix or whatever.
Right. I'm going to be an automaton with a space dick. Like, whatever the hell it is that you want, man. We actually
dong off and have a baby and impregnate yourself and then breastfeed it too. Why not? You can do everything.
Yeah. I got big old metal tots. We actually talked about on one of our episodes, really early on. I'm pretty sure Joe was pretty drunk. Weird. But anyway, we had, we had a episode that we did where we were talking about transhumanism and consciousness. And we both came to the same conclusion. Not sure what you want to call it, consciousness, your soul. It goes by many different things. It's the very thing that makes each person undeniably, unquestionably you without really being able to take it from you. Your soul, your conscience, whatever you want to call it. You cannot conjure that or transplant that into another thing. Not, in my opinion, scientifically, and not, in my opinion, with what we have today. Not saying that may not come about again, along with this program, I'm open to anything. I would believe at anything at this point if they said, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, actually, you're going to be over there in that truck next week. I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to be a truck next week. But I don't think that they can do that. I don't think that's possible. So I think that they can,
at least,
you know,
be a Chevy Silverado and not a Ford.
Yeah, I want a Vortec engine made out of real tornadoes.
I think we have to worry about like some sort of singularity where AI will become sentient and fucking take over the world like Terminator.
Jonah's has more of an opinion on that.
I think it's possible. I mean, like, just like he said, I'd believe anything. If we have Skynet tomorrow, I'd be like, meh, makes sense. They've been working on some shit up there. I don't know what it is.
I think a more imminent threat would be other beings outside of our atmosphere that we don't know about who are definitely watching. It sounds like I sound like a crazy alien person now, but I think there's absolutely no way we're alone in the universe. There's no fucking chance of that. And I think that those whatever beings could transfer your consciousness. I've heard so many stories. I think that's a possibility. They know things that we definitely have no concept of. And I think that them taking our consciousness and doing something would happen way before AI would. I don't think our dumbasses at this point are going to figure out how to make AI as advanced as it would have to be in order to take over and get intelligent on its own.
Yeah, luckily, maybe in the future. I don't think we'll see anything that crazy, at least in our life. But I never thought we'd see last year in our life either. And here we are. So.
But yeah,
you never know. Tomorrow
people make mistakes. I think if they created AI, that absolutely it could go crazy, and they wouldn't tell anybody until it was way too late.
Well, it could have already gone crazy, and yeah. They're just keeping the lid on it. You know.
Well, I hate admitting this, Jen, because it fucking proves how much you guys have fucking red pilled my ass. But I'm like, yeah, I could actually, I don't think we're alone, and I would much more. Think that that's in a more imminent threat than the idea of like a Terminator dystopian future.
You see, I would think that I don't know if the ones outside our atmosphere are the bigger threat than us. I think humans are the biggest threat to ourselves. I think we're fucking assholes. And, you know, there may be some outside our atmosphere that there are maybe using humans because we are assholes. That could be a possibility. But I think we are the most imminent threat to ourselves that we're going to fucking just destroy this whole planet. And those guys outside are just going to sit back and they're going to be passing by our planet like, let's not stop at that fucking place, you know?
Well, I was just about to say, that's actually a solid theory. Smarter beings than us looking at like, hey, should we stop there? And they go, Jesus, they're just like, they're about to just implode. Never mind.
They're just stopping by for some space gasoline and the whole thing's on fire.
And that's like, what makes me think that, you know, some of these interactions with these ETs are like probably nefarious, more interdimensional entities that are fucking with us somehow. I would think that if they're smarter than us and they can, you know, pop in and out of our reality without any harm to themselves, why not fuck with a human? Why not, you know, make them think some things and show them things that aren't there? You know, they could do anything if they can really manipulate the fabric of our reality, like some contactees and abductees say.
It's like walking by your neighbor's yard and fucking with their dog. You're like, ha ha ha.
I was just going to say, it's the same with fucking with animals of any kind. Like you can take a cup and put it over a bee or a bug or whatever. And it's like, shit, where am I? Oh my God. And then you lift it off and it's like, ha ha. You know, and that's just a person doing that. I imagine what other beings are out there that are just like, oh, want to see some shit?
Yeah, and the bee would have we were just talking about this today, too. The bee would have no concept
of what happened.
No ability to even understand what just happened when you put the glass over him. He'd be like, oh, my God, dude, there was this force field. It was clear, but it was like I couldn't get through it. And then it just disappeared, and now I'm here.
This big shadow came over.
That's how
and
I
we
think
can't
humans,
communicate
we
with
no
bees.
Idea.
So if the alien or whatever other thing couldn't talk to us or communicate with us, there's no way they're even going to try. I would never try to talk to a bee and explain anything at all, so.
Right. And, you know, they all, you know, project this image of gray aliens or reptilians or tall, crazy beings when, I don't know, in reality, they could all be like pink looking Pee Wee Herman men or something. I don't know. You know, they just project.
That's way
these,
more terrifying.
That is terrifying, isn't it? Yeah. But what do you think about that? That our whole reality could be like an experiment for an alien or a video game for an alien, just like this little alien dude. You know,
that's her. That's her theory. That's her biggest. I'd say that's not necessarily my thing, but she always comes back down to that we're like a big experiment.
I don't know if we're a.
I agree with that one.
I don't know if we're like a, in a video game or a simulation, but I would absolutely, I definitely entertain that. Something I could that see level. That for sure. I just compare it to like cows, just we, and animals in general, just look at the way we treat animals. We don't want makeup to hurt people. So we test it on a rabbit. Who gives a shit? Just spray it in its eyes and then throw it in the garbage after it's dead. No big deal. And same with cows, they all just live, we feed them, we take care of them, and then slaughter them and eat them. And we're like, look at this delicious steak, it's so good. Mm. And like, if that was a person, if you think about another being doing that to us, it's disgusting. But they have no clue the whole time. They're just like, I'm getting fed today. Yum, I'm walking through the, whatever. Anyway, I feel like we are that to other life easily. That they could just be like, oh, pluck, I'm going to experiment on you. I'm not saying there's only one. There could be multiple species. Some are probably nice. I'm super nice to animals, but my kids are assholes sometimes to animals. So, you know, it's just different personalities or whatever you'd call it on that level. I think some species are probably super nice to humans. They're like, oh, look at this poor planet. They're so dumb. Let's help them. And then some species are like, look at this planet. They're so dumb. Let's take advantage. Just like we have those same tendencies as people.
So kind of like Horton hears a who. We are the speck.
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think, Corey? Anything to add to this conversation? I know you don't get into the alien woo-woos.
No, nothing bad.
All right, so we're going to move along then. I want to get all of your thoughts on the occult practices that you were talking about earlier. You mentioned how, you know, once Corey gets into a certain level of his research, he hits occult practices, and he never, you know, wanted to get into that level. But it seems that anywhere you look when it comes to this stuff at the higher levels, there always seems to be these weird occult practices, Satanism, pedophilia, child sacrifice. I mean, they give hints in the media, they give hints in Hollywood. Do you think these fuckers really practice this Satanism stuff and are into this?
I think some people do for sure. I don't know who does, but I mean, there's story. You guys, I've heard on your guys' show, like all the way to the ancient, I don't know what people it was, but the
Marta, Sumerians, Babylonians,
Chaldeans and stuff like that. Yeah. They all, even the Aztecs and the Mayans had all this weird, you know, ritualistic sacrifice. I don't think that happens like that anymore, but maybe on a different level. There's a lot of people that think the whole like Planned Parenthood thing is kind of like a massive ritual, you know, like a world, and they actually target like the Black community too. And that's a different topic, but I think at some level, they definitely still practice that in their own way. I don't know if Bill Gates is eating babies on the side. I wouldn't be surprised. He's got a creepy fucking face.
I think part of it is that it doesn't matter where you go, whether it's the people that are trying to and successfully do the world good or the people that try and successfully do the world harm. I think there's always an ideology that is a bigger drive behind it. You know, the actions unfold per their plan, and their plan is formed based on what they believe. So, you know, the idea that Corey comes back every time to like this deep occult thing, and there are, you know, different sects and things that you could divide that up into, like you said, pedophilia or, you know, human sacrifice. I think that anybody who has a horrible agenda at one point or another, call it by a title or not call it by a title, their ideology in something very, very dark is going to be present. I can't get away from that, because I feel like that is, as human beings, what drives us, whether to do good or to do bad. If you really dig deep enough, you'll find that ideology that really pushes them to take it to the limits of actions that we see.
And I just wonder, at what levels are they infiltrated or initiated into some of these occult practices? Is your local mayor, you know, involved with Satanism or child sacrifice? Probably, maybe, I don't know. It could be. I'm just wondering how high, you know, you have to be in some of these levels to actually get involved with some of these occult practices. And you guys are, you know, in California, they have Hollywood, and we all know about all the stories right. We hear from celebrities, and they have to, I guess breach in a certain level, and there's blackmail involved, and you know, they have all this stuff on them. And eventually you get involved with deep, dark occult practices. Is that something you guys have heard, you know, especially in California with all the culture around there?
Yeah, it's like I always say, I think that at a certain level, everybody's compromised. So if you're getting to a certain level, especially billionaire status, maybe not
about to say,
but billionaire status and the people you don't know that are richer than that because they pay to not be on those lists of world's richest people. I think that's where the real deep, dark shit is. But I think billionaire and above, maybe some millionaires, but I think billionaire and above, they're definitely compromised somehow. And whether that's by, you know, the blackmail thing you're talking about with, you know, Epstein Island or taking videos of them fucking underage kids, who knows what the fuck they're doing? You know, the old Hillary Clinton eating it or taking a baby's face and putting it on her face. I mean, you can get as crazy as you want, and it might not be that crazy, but I think they're definitely blackmail compromised at some level.
I think it depends on your level of influence. If there's some sort of little secret society running the world that we can't see, they would look, I mean, strategically, if that was me, I would strategically look at who has the most influence. How powerful is this person? Okay, it's a singer. Okay, big deal. But how many people does that singer influence? Okay, like 8 billion. Awesome. Okay, well, let's get inside this person's head and, you know, try to impact them in some way that will help them influence people the way that they want people to be influenced, I guess.
Or could just so be it simple could be them coming in and being like, I'm going to kill your kid unless you don't say, you know, if you don't say these lyrics in this song.
Yeah, you know, it could be that as well. But for whatever, in whatever way, I think they do target the people who have influence over the world. And now it's regular people. It's not just the presidents and the world leaders. It's, you know, YouTubers, things like that.
100% agree. That's why I'm talking about. Billionaire thing, I think at a certain level there, if you have a certain reach, you're gonna get hit up by some men in black or something.
And I think they actually don't have to do that nearly as often as we might think, because if you're the common rabble and you support the agenda that these people are proposing, you don't need to have that kind of purchase on you. You don't need to have that blackmail.
Yeah, just willing, I think, participants. Yeah.
So let's say that it's divided 50-50 and you're looking at the two columns of influence. You have the one that supports their idea. You're not going to worry about them. Okay. And now you have the ones that oppose them. Well, under 70% of people are in those people in any positions of power. It's the workforce. And so now you have the top 30% of strictly the people that oppose you that are a real threat. They have money, they have fame, and they have power. Okay, so like Jen said, I think it has to do with your level of success at being able to influence people. And I think at some level, like Joe said, you are either going to get proposed to on being able to be bought and get a truckload of money and probably security and everything else because you're going along with it and willing to be bought, or you will be taken out if you continue to do the path and don't step out of the picture, like they will either try to coerce you or, you know, anything like that to do. So I don't think it's actually as much of the population that this is now coming to knowledge of, because unless you're doing it as like a guilty pleasure, I really don't see this being something that they use very often or have to. So I don't think that it's as known, and I think that's what surprises people about it not, or it being kind of like a shaking reality that this is coming out, is because it's not really, it doesn't have to be used at that level very often.
Yeah, any thoughts on that, Corey? Anything to add?
What was the question?
We were talking about the levels of occult practices, you know, how high you
can get. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even want to get into it. Like, the things that I'm starting to learn, I'm not ready to talk about.
It gets creepy.
Are you even ready to learn?
Nope.
Yeah, I can see the reluctancy.
I had a fucking agenda over the next, like, 5 years that I wanted to knock out, and this just sidetracked my whole fucking plan. Sucks.
Yeah, he's got a grudge against the occult right now, so we're gonna have to work through that. We're gonna have to I don't know, we'll get him a couple of prostitutes or something, he'll get over it.
hookers yeah, make you all skip
right. All right, so let's talk climate change, guys. That's the next big agenda. Did you know that climate change is coming? Yeah. Climate's changing.
It's not global warming anymore, it's just climate change in general, you know, like what happens all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The climate changes. That's what happens.
Well, that was actually coined by Dick Cheney himself.
Oh, the climate change was coined, but yes, of course it was. But that's what we have to worry about. Used to be the ozone layer, and like Corey said, what happened? We don't hear any. Is there an ozone layer still?
I don't know what the fuck. I was having this conversation with my sister, and she's a fucking diehard environmentalist, and I'm like, what happened to the ozone layer? And she just looked at me like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And we're gonna see little Greta come out, her little children in the corner.
I'm gonna sum up my perspective on climate change. I don't give a fuck. Period. Is it happening? Is it not happening? Is it my fault? Is it your fault? So what?
Yeah, we've had ice ages before. We've had other things before. I always say that too. If it wipes everybody out, why does anyone care? I don't understand. In 100 years, if every human got wiped out, guess what? No humans are going to be there to give a shit.
There is definitely an agenda to push it on humans. That is what their agenda is going to be. It's our fault, carbon emissions, cow farts, whatever. But we caused all this, which is complete bullshit, because in reality, we probably contributed about this much to a massive scale of everything else that's happening cosmically in outer space, in the core of our planet, that we can't do anything about.
Well, and I agree with Corey. There was an awesome comedian that summarized that. He was like, I'm not one of these people that cares about the planet. I hope it blows up the day after we're gone. And I don't want it to blow up right now. I just think if we stopped giving a shit and started partying for the next 60 or 50 years, pissing through all the natural resources, it would be awesome. And I'm like, yeah, people didn't give a fuck about it for the longest time. I'm not saying you have to be a direct asshole, but I'm also not saying it's one of those, like, again, Greta Thunberg, is taking just ridiculous precautions, yet also decides to, fly on a commercial jet.
Oh, she's just a talking head anyway. She's definitely paid off. Anybody who's talking in Davos for the World Economic Forum is just a puppet. It's actually probably child abuse at this point.
You should go and listen to Putin's little 20 minutes at Davos. They gave Putin, of all people, 20 minutes. It's great. It's worth the 20-minute listen. He's basically like, you guys are all fucked. I don't know what you think you're doing. Fucking, you get over it.
And that's something to take seriously.
Climate change, I think they just found something else that they could capitalize. Like, they're, use something, will create recycling. Like, there's tons of companies.
There may be something big coming, like from space, that they know about that they want to use to push this climate change agenda. I've had a few guests on. I don't know if you've ever listened to Suspicious Observers on YouTube. They do great job of reporting space weather. I've been listening to them for years. And according to them, we're going through a grand solar minimum, and the core of the Earth could possibly go through a phase where it causes a pole flip, which means our magnetic field is going to basically flip around the Earth and wipe out all the power on the planet.
I've heard about that for a few years.
I've heard that's happened several times as far as...
It has, but it hasn't happened in modern times with electricity and all the technology we have. So that would wipe out, like, everything, and, humans within a few days would be fucking killing and fucking each other for food and stuff like that. So,
doing that.
Well, yeah, but it would become a complete apocalypse within a few days if we didn't have internet and technology. So, that's a big possibility that could actually happen. We could have a magnetic reversal, because the pole is still moving.
We just talked about that an episode or so ago. I think actually it was when we were on Truthzilla. We were talking about the idea that we could totally see the next stage and phase in this global agenda being a Project Blue Beam or Operation Blue Beam kind of thing, whether it be fake or real. Of course, we're never going to probably know, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if that, along with the climate change and what they're trying to do politically and socially at all, if that was the next thing that came about.
Well, we know Chris is a big fan of the giant asteroid just coming in and wiping everything the fuck out. Can't say I disagree. As long as it's quick. If it's quick and we don't even know, and all of a sudden we're just evaporated, then we wouldn't care anyway, right?
Well, yeah, Corey first nominated the asteroid, so I have to give him credit for that. So we're hoping that he gets on the books and we can get him in there.
Nice. When did they, your guests that you had on talking about this?
I had several guests talking
about
this.
How many years, like, when is this supposed to happen? Because I've heard
this is supposed to be, like, within 5 years. Because according to some of these researchers, well, I've seen the evidence myself that our magnetic field is moving from Canada to Siberia at a rate of like almost a couple miles every few days. And
oh wow,
good. Yeah. So once it reaches a certain point, it can't do anything but reverse and flip around, which is going to inevitably wipe out all the power on the planet. And there's no telling how long it would take to get everything back up. And that's what would cause, the biggest problems. And that would be my only fear as to any cataclysm that would happen. That would really suck, because it's not an asteroid. We're not going to be wiped out like that. It's going to be a slow, like terrible death for everybody,
But it's almost like a natural EMP, which is one of the biggest concerns, right. Coming from even Russia, is that, or Korea, maybe, I can't remember, but one of these fucked countries is like has EMP power that could literally wipe out the grid. So maybe the Earth will beat them to it and just wipe it all out for them.
Yes, that is highly possible, but I'd much rather the asteroid. You guys mentioned the blue beam. I've had so many different guests on that are telling me you got to watch out. The fake alien invasion is coming. The alien invasion is coming, and things that you're putting together with the Space Force and different things they're talking about with the disclosure of aliens in the mainstream media. It's like, well, fuck, they could try and pull something like this shit off,
Wouldn't put it past them.
For
like
sure.
You said earlier, I would believe anything and not believe it at the same time. I could see it in the sky and be like, meh, could be real. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so scary though, because I don't know for sure, but I feel like what we're allowed to see, what the government shows us, is definitely not what's real and what we should be afraid of. Exactly. They hide all the things we should be afraid of. So if we're allowed to see an alien invasion, I don't think it could. It's either completely fake or we're all fucked within like minutes. So
yeah.
I don't think we'll have a lot of time to worry.
Do you guys live in an area where there is wilderness and possible Bigfoots?
Yeah, we live in the Northern California.
What do you guys think about Bigfoot? Is he just a hairy hominid that's been hiding out, or is he fuzzy and interdimensional to where he phases?
I think he's a fucking moron, from what I've heard.
What's that?
I said I think he's a fucking moron from what I've heard.
Yes, he's not very smart.
We're going to go camping this summer with our friends, and I was like, let's do a Bigfoot camping thing where we try to find Bigfoot and knock on the trees and do whatever, because we've heard tons of podcasts about it. We've done a bunch of just not research on Bigfoot, but more like listening to a lot of people's stories about it. Yeah, so I'm not sure what it is. It's definitely, I don't think if Bigfoot is real, definitely interdimensional. We've heard some joking stories about the aliens kind of dropping it off like it's a pet, just like, all right, go fuck around for a little bit, and then they pick it up.
It's like a Chewbacca.
Because there's not dead Bigfoot skeletons everywhere, so it's not here, but
yeah, that's a possibility, a pet Chewbacca. Any thoughts on that, Ben?
Not really.
he hates the Bigfoot thing. Yeah.
I fucking hate Bigfoot theory so much, man. It gets to a point where
I think we've said before that if Bigfoot's anything, it's on the same level or somehow, associated with UFOs.
Or interdimensional or something like that.
Most people,
it's probably a joke. It's some interdimensional beings joke. Just like, hey, look at this big fucking stupid thing. Go in here, scare these people, and then bring it back.
It smells like ass, and it walks around with a big old ding dong.
It's probably an interdimensional being that legitimately dresses up in another costume because they know it freaks us out.
Once I hear the words Bigfoot and interdimensional in the same sentence, my brain just like shuts fucking off.
Pretty close to that.
Like, I'm almost on the edge of believing Bigfoot could be real, like legit. Like, and I don't even want to admit that in a public place, but still, like, there's enough evidence for me to go,
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then that leads into other theories, and you hear the theories about, or the stories about him like dodging bullets or like disappearing in front of people. I'm like, that sounds like an alien thing.
That one lady wrote a book, they covered it on Mysterious Universe, and the whole book, they were just ripping on it the whole time. It was hilarious.
Which is great.
But at the end, she named it something stupid, and then as she drove away because her family moved, she like threw her pink pants out the window at it, and she's like, here, take these as a gift. And like, that was the end of the book. It's fucking stupid. Bigfoot's just kind of funny.
Yeah, Bigfoot is hilarious.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
It is, and it's something fun to look into because it's so weird, and you know there's evidence here, but there's really not evidence, so it's like, what the fuck is Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Well,
man, it was fun having you guys on. Before you guys leave, let's offer some solutions for the people. What can they do during these troubled times? The title of this podcast was called This Apocalypse Blows. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, some people think this is the apocalypse. The world's going to end, you know. We're not going to come out of this, but I don't know. We may just come out of it a little different, a little mutated, with a little nanotechnology in us, and looking like Sloth from the Goonies. But, you know, we may come out of it. What do you guys think? You think there's any solution, any way out of it, or are we just fucked?
I think it just depends on what people do personally. I think that a lot of the people in big cities are going to be fucked. Just from what I've heard, like, there's such a hive mind mentality in big cities, and it looks like they're trying to herd everyone into big cities, too. You know, possibly for 5G or the nanotech and the vaccine, wherever you want to go with it. But I think we talked about solutions a while ago, but we're trying to work on that here, like getting chickens, growing a garden, just kind of doing things ourselves and taking care of ourselves. We can't control anything that's going on out there anyway. So everybody take care of their own selves. And I mean, not to sound selfish, but, you know, I think we should get back to a barter system. Fuck cash, fuck money, try to get out of that. You know, you hear everybody talking about buying gold and silver, because that, I don't even know how that would work in a post-apocalyptic scenario either, though.
So gold, let me explain gold in a nutshell. Gold are shiny rocks that people dig out of the ground. That's it.
Yeah, I don't understand why there's intrinsic value in there.
Because the value is what we give it.
Right, there's no value. This back in the day when we were stupid, like 3,000 years ago when we first discovered gold, we dug the shit out of the ground. I'm like, oh, it's shiny. Let's trade for stuff. And then nowadays people be like, well, it has industrial use. Well, that came about in the last fucking 100 years. Okay, yeah. So it's been jewelry, period. Shiny rocks. It's just no real value.
In an apocalypse, exactly. What has great value is an AR-15 and some like 700 ammo. Rounds.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep, ammo will be the currency.
There are great books written on ammo being currency, actually.
I think people have to be nice, too. Just be nice. Be normal. Don't freak out. Don't listen to the news, for sure. That's my advice. Do your own research.
Support alternative media like this show.
Yeah. And people are going to have to fight back without, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't predict if they're going to march through the streets and tell us, get in, we're taking you out of here, or what. I have no idea. But people need to fight back and stop just listening blindly to what people tell them. Just like we all did as children, stop looking at the idiots on the news and saying, this is real. This is definitely real because they're telling me I have to do all these things or I'm dying. No. Do your own research. Stop being a sheep.
Solutions.
All right. Very well said. Anything else to add, anyone?
Yes. My piece of advice to everybody, and I mean this completely sincerely, is do everything that you can slowly but surely to pull everything that is your dumb head out of your ass. And that's it.
Thanks.
Corey could have said that too. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, shameless plug time. Let everyone know where they can find Legit Bat and websites and social media and all that good stuff.
From what we heard from Truthzilla, if you just Google Legit Bat, we own Google.
Yeah,
it's
just
a weird fucking name that, yeah, I mean, there's legitbat.com, you can get a t-shirt, whatever.
I found a legit watermelon bat for sale, though, when I Googled us the other day. I have to look more into that. It was like, buy your legit watermelon bat now. And I was like, whoa, what's that? We didn't even make that.
All right. We're also on Rockfin, all the socials. You'll find links to that on the site. So that's about it.
Like Joe said, get your merch.
Yes, merch. Man, I'm jealous. You guys have merch and we're still struggling for it. Awesome, guys. Thank you for coming on tonight. That was super fun. And we'll talk again soon. Guys. We'll have another one.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.